Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
And we're looking at a TV show. It's on Animal Planet and it's called, great title, The Guardians.
I always have to cue you for this
yes.
one. You did a great sound effect for this.
It's just, it feels right. It's like the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. You can't just say Guardians, you have to say Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
But what do these guys do?
All right, so the Guardians help protect animals in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they try to catch people called puppy flippers,
yeah.
who take advantage of dogs.
Yeah, these are really bad people, these flippers. They get puppies from puppy mills, which are like puppy baby factories,
yeah.
and they flip them, which means sell them for a high price, because they can get lots and lots of money from this kind of thing.
Yeah, but usually the dogs are not really happy because,
no.
You know, in puppy mills, their conditions are not so good. The
Terrible.
Dogs are forced to basically keep making
babies,
and
yeah.
they're not treated very nicely.
No.
So these people are trying their best to stop the flippers and the puppy mills
mm-hmm.
and to try to basically help save the animals.
Yeah, and save the day. We saw one thing they did with a hidden camera to catch a flipper in the act. What are they going to get up to in day two? Let's read through and find out.
The Guardians. Brian and Face are both strong guys with hearts of gold. They spend their free time helping the Guardians. One day, they get a call saying that a dog is in trouble. They go to a car repair shop to check it out. The shop is a total mess. In an environment like this, an animal could die at any time. The owner says he took the dog home, but they later hear barking coming from a room. The Guardians open the door, and a large dog runs out. He's thirsty, and his coat is full of fleas. They decide to make a deal with the owner. He agrees to let them take the dog away if they will give him a security system for his shop. As Brian looks into the dog's eyes, he feels the dog is happy that someone finally saved it from that horrible place. For more touching stories, be sure to watch The Guardians on Animal Planet.
So the article begins, and we're going to meet two of the Guardians. Okay,
mm-hmm.
They are Brian and Face. Face is a superb
Face.
Name for someone who's a guardian. His name is Face. That's
mm-hmm.
brilliant. So Brian and Face are both strong guys, yeah,
mm-hmm.
with hearts of gold.
Aww.
These guys are just born to be people who are guardians. Okay, now that you might not know what we mean by the phrase hearts of gold. If you have a heart of gold, what does it mean? Let's find out by watching today's Shortcut for You video.
Shortcut for You.
Oh, I don't feel so well.
Are you going to be sick?
I don't know. I think I need to lie down, but I'm supposed to go to work.
Oh, don't worry. I'll call your boss and tell her that you can't come to work.
That's so nice of you.
It's nothing. I'll make you some chicken soup and some tea as well.
You really have a heart of gold.
Don't be silly. I'm happy to help for free. Besides, gold is really expensive.
I'd pay you with gold if I had any, but I don't. When you say someone has a heart of gold, it means they're a very kind person.
So, heart of gold means 善良的心灵.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, what a nice thing to say. That's all the payment I need. Thanks.
You're welcome. Now, I think it's time to get to bed.
Welcome back, guys. So, a heart of gold is a really kind heart. And there could be two reasons for this. Firstly, gold is valuable. It's good. It's something that people want to
yeah.
have. People want gold, so it's a good heart. Another reason is gold is also quite soft for a metal, so someone with a heart of gold we can say they have kind of like a soft heart. It feels pity. They want to look after others. Not like someone with a steel heart or a stone heart. They have no care. But a gold heart is a good heart.
That's right. That's so sweet of them as well.
Yes.
All right, so next the article says, they spend their free time helping
the guardians.
So what they do is, like we said, they kind of volunteer the time that they don't have to work to help out the animals.
Okay, so we next see that one day they, remember Brian and Face, get a call saying that a dog is in trouble.
Oh, no.
That's like the, like, stop everything.
Yeah, it's kind of like a superhero movie.
It is, it totally is.
Superman. You know,
the guardian phone rings, and like, guardians.
The
dog's in trouble.
We're on it.
What do we do? Yeah. Come on, Face.
All right. So next, the article says they go to a car repair shop to check it out. Okay. Let's first take a look at our vocabulary word repair. It's spelled R-E-P-A-I-R, repair. Now, repair can mean both a verb and a noun. The verb means to fix something. So the noun means the act or process of fixing something, which is what we see in the article. So, for example, we say the old window is in a need of a repair.
Yeah, means it needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. Like, so a car repair shop is where cars get repaired.
That's right.
Okay. So we also see they're going to check it out. To check something out means to look at a thing or a situation to find out the truth about it. What's really going on? What's happening? Is it good? Is it bad? What could we do?
Mm-hmm. So let's check it out. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with this car repair shop? It says the shop is a total mess.
Oh.
Okay. So it doesn't sound very good because mess, which is also a vocabulary word, it's spelled M-E-S-S, mess. It's a noun and it means a very dirty or an untidy state. So it's not very clean. Things are not nicely put away or in the right place. There's trash everywhere. It is a mess.
There can be a difference between a mess and kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Like dirty, you know there's going to be kind of dirt
and
oil
stuff.
And maybe bad food. But a mess, you could just make a mess with clean things that are not put away. So
for example,
a messy room is probably better than a dirty room.
That's true.
But still, a mess is still not good.
Yeah, especially, I think, for this car repair shop.
Mm.
So let's continue reading. What does the article say?
Well, it says, in an environment like this, in other words, in this kind of messy place, an animal could die at any time.
Oh.
Yeah, if it's a mess and there's going to be tools and cleaning
oil.
Liquids, oil, things that could poison the dog, things that could cut the dog, all kinds of bad stuff. If it's a mess, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So in that kind of environment, an animal could die or get hurt. So here we've used the verb, the noun, environment, environment. Don't forget that middle N. Sometimes people do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the environment could just mean like the world, nature, that sort of stuff. But here we're using it to mean the things that are around where a person lives, grows up, works, and so on. And it's the conditions, you know, good or bad, as well as the actual physical objects and bits of furniture that are around you. For example, if you say the baby grew up in a loving environment, we mean his home was full of love.
That's right. So I can imagine maybe the environment there is not so good. Like we said, maybe there's tools all around. And of course, it might be very dangerous for the dog.
Yep.
There could be oil.
Yep.
And I'm thinking even something that's really bad. Like maybe the dog's poop or something.
Yeah.
They didn't clean it up. So that's...
I'm thinking of things like, you know, open doors where the dog can just like run away and that kind of thing and head out into the street and get hit by a car.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Let's see what the article says. It says, the owner says he took the dog home, but they later hear barking coming from a room.
Okay, so
the dog is kind of saying, like, help me.
Yeah, and I guess they've checked it out, and he says, oh, no, there's no dog here. I took the dog home. It's not in this unsafe place. But later, they hear, ruff, ruff, ruff. It's like, come on. There's the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, and as we see, the guardians open the door and a large dog runs out. So the guy is clearly lying, the owner of this messy repair shop. He's got a big dog there.
Yeah, and it says he's thirsty and his coat is full of fleas.
This dog is in a bad situation.
Okay, to be full of something means to be filled with something. So, for example, we can say the jar is full of candy. We have a jar and it's filled to the top full of candy. Or we could say the room is full of balloons. The streets are full of people. So what we can see here is when the dog ran out, we saw that the dog was really thirsty and his coat was full of fleas. So coat is the fur that is on the dog, the hair on a dog. It is filled with a lot of fleas, which is a type of bug that bites and it makes your skin very, very itchy. Man, poor dog, it's full of fleas.
It's a really terrible situation. So let's look at that word fleas. You mentioned it was a bug. Let's get into more detail. Sorry for people who hate bugs. Flea is F-L-E-A, flea. And it's a really, really small bug. And it lives on larger animals, either mammals, so that's cats, dogs, humans, and so on, or birds. And it drinks their blood. That's why we get so itchy. The fleas actually drink our blood. Now, if pets are not treated properly, it's very easy for them to get fleas. And of course, then they will bring them into our homes and you get fleas living on people and you can just about see them with your eyes, maybe like jumping around on things like that. So for example, if you have cats like I used to, you would get them a flea collar, and that will stop the cat from getting fleas. You can also give them medicine, make sure they're nice and clean and so on. So that is basically a flea. This dog, it's not clean, it's got all sorts of problems living in a dirty environment, and it's not a big surprise, it has fleas.
Yeah, I can imagine all the skin problems a dog might have as well.
Bits of fur missing. Yeah. And you can imagine, you see those kind of dogs on the news and stuff and you think, that is absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
It's a terrible situation for this dog to be in. So, they found the dog. The owner was doing something really bad. I'm surprised they don't just, drag him down to the police station right there.
No, cuff him right there.
Yeah, I guess these guys aren't policemen, though. They are, Brian and Face, they may be guardians, but they are just kind of volunteer helpers. They don't have legal power to, like, arrest this guy and take him away or whatever. So what can they do?
Well, the article says they decide to make a deal with the owner. So they cannot arrest him. They cannot take him to jail, but they can do things to kind of maybe help the dog out in this situation. So make a deal with is a phrase and it means to make a bargain with someone. Or it means that you both agree on giving something to the other person in exchange for something else. So, for example, we can say, Mom wants me to throw the trash. I want to watch TV. We both made a deal. Mom will let me watch an extra hour of TV if I throw out the trash. So my mom wants me to do something, but I want to do something else. We both kind of agree on something. And now if I throw out the trash, my mom will give me an extra hour for me to watch TV.
Okay, so what kind of deal are they going to make with this guy? Okay, presumably they could just say, do what we want, or we'll call some kind of animal protection service, but maybe they don't just kind of want to fight with him and get in trouble. So this is the deal they make. He, that is the repair shop owner, he agrees to let them take the dog away, so they rescue the dog, they get what they want, if they will give him a security system for his shop. Okay, now this, from the sound of this, it looks like he kept that dog to scare, thieves and people. It was a big dog, we know that. It was probably a mean-looking dog. So it maybe scared away people so they didn't try and steal from his shop. Because he says, if you take away the dog, I will have no way to protect it. So can you guys give me a security system? So the word security, it's a noun, it's S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y, security. And security is the state of being safe and protected from crime or danger. And the things that people do, so when we think about our security, it's protecting us to make sure that we are safe. we often use the word as a modifier for things like security system, security camera, security door, security gate, security barrier, security guard, something like that. And that shows the function of that door, guard, barrier, camera is protecting somebody or preventing crime or danger. For example, the police watched the video from the security camera to get clues about the burglar. The camera's there to check for bad guys. They find him. They go, that's the guy.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that this is a good deal?
I mean, it sounds a very good deal for the owner because he gets, like, free cameras. Yeah. A security system would be cameras, alarms, special locks. Mm-hmm. So he gets a lot out of this just for giving up his dog. But I guess if you're the guardians, then you want the dog to be safe no matter what. Mm-hmm. So maybe it works out.
Yeah, maybe for the guardians it's a good deal. But, well, I think on both ends.
I guess the most important one is the dog.
Yeah. All right, so let's continue reading. The article says, as Brian looks into the dog's eyes, he feels the dog is happy that someone finally saved it from that horrible place. So I think dogs are actually quite smart. Like, they can sense things, right?
Yep.
So I think that the dog was very, very lucky, and then he sensed that people were here to help him. That's why he barked. Because otherwise, I would think that if he did bark when someone else was around, he would probably get beat, or maybe he would...
Yeah.
The people would hit him or something.
Like, shut up, you only bark when there's a bad guy kind of thing.
So I think the dog really was looking for someone to help him save the day. Mm-hmm. Now, Brian is actually very happy that he got to save the dog from this horrible place. Let's first learn about what horrible means. It's a vocabulary word and it's spelled H-O-R-R-I-B-L-E. Horrible. It's an adjective and it means very bad or not very pleasant. So... we could talk about some horrible things.
Do we have to?
Just to give an idea about what it means. It says,
right.
Maybe a dead body of an animal.
That's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
A really bad car accident would be horrible.
Maybe losing your wallet or your phone can be horrible some people.
Phone I could live without. Wallet, if it had a lot of stuff, credit cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a horrible thing to happen.
Ghosts?
I don't believe in ghosts, but horrible movies could mean really bad movies, or it could mean really scary movies. We don't know.
Exactly. Or we can also use in a sentence like this. The eggs went bad and left behind a horrible smell.
Oh, so really, really awful.
Yeah.
Really nasty smell.
Never let that happen to you because it's really, really a very, very bad smell.
Okay, so we've seen a couple of things that our guys do here. They nearly caught a puppy flipper by setting up a camera. They've saved this dog from his bad situation. So this is the sort of things we do. And our article finishes off by saying, for more touching stories, be sure to watch The Guardians on Animal Planet. And that's probably the last time I'm going to get to say it like that.
Oh,
there we go.
Every time you watch the TV show, you can do the opening for it.
The Guardians.
The Guardians are here.
That brings us to the end of the article. So now we're going to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question for today, to be honest, it seems a fairly obvious answer, this one. Do you think people should be punished if they hurt animals?
Yes.
Well, of course they should be punished. That is absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of abuse is another word we use, A-B-U-S-E. Abuse of animals is a really terrible thing. And it should be stopped. A lot of these animals, they can't protect themselves. They're smaller and weaker than people.
Yeah, I don't think animals are, they don't have the kind of mentality where like they want to purposely hurt people. So I don't think that humans should also, you know, think about cruel things to do to them. I just think it's totally not right. I don't know what people think when they actually hurt animals on purpose.
Something is probably very wrong with their minds. Now, luckily, Taiwan in the last year or so has really started to kind of make stronger laws. They started that rule that meant that you can't ride a scooter and walk your dog at the same time, which was a very important rule. They brought in the no one can eat cat or dog meat law, which was very important. And I believe they're increasing fines for just people who abandon animals at shelters and don't care for them anymore. So Taiwan is certainly doing its best to sort of make the punishments harder, which might stop people. But I guess if people continue to do it, then just make the punishments worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
If that's the only thing that's going to make you stop, if you don't have the heart to actually think, oh, I shouldn't hurt this animal, then obviously you need to go to jail and pay all your money.
Yeah, they have a saying, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Okay.
I think this should be applicable here.
Yeah, so what, no matter, you know, if they do something bad, these people should really suffer for hurting animals. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching, and I'm going to say it one more time because I love it so much. The Guardians!
Make sure you watch
The Guardians. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Reading. The Guardians. Brian and Face are both strong guys with hearts of gold. They spend their free time helping the Guardians. One day, they get a call saying that a dog is in trouble. They go to a car repair shop to check it out. The shop is a total mess. In an environment like this, an animal could die at any time. The owner says he took the dog home, but they later hear barking coming from a room. The guardians open the door, and a large dog runs out. He's thirsty, and his coat is full of fleas. They decide to make a deal with the owner. He agrees to let them take the dog away if they will give him a security system for his shop. As Brian looks into the dog's eyes, he feels the dog is happy that someone finally saved it from that horrible place. For more touching stories, be sure to watch The Guardians on Animal Planet.
Vocabulary Review.
Repair. The repairs to the car from the accident took a long time and cost a lot of money. Mess. You're not going anywhere until you clean up this mess, John's mother said, pointing at his room. Environment. It's important to keep our environment clean. What would we do without clean air and water? Flea. It can be very hard to see fleas, but if they're on you, you'll feel them. Security. Usually, guards are responsible for security at banks and large stores. Horrible. Oh, this is horrible, Gina cried. My computer is dead and my files are on it.